Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is the Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're taking a closer look at NVIDIA.
Okay.
They're really making some serious moves in the AI world, and we're going to unpack exactly what they're doing and what it all means. We've got their quarterly presentation, their financial reports, even some snippets from their earnings call.
Wow. Sounds like we're in for a wild ride.
Buckle up, because NVIDIA's story is one for the books. So to kick things off, NVIDIA just dropped a record-breaking revenue number, a cool $35.1 billion for Q3 of fiscal year 2025.
Yeah, that's insane. What's driving that kind of growth?
That's a 94% increase year over year. And the answer, in a nutshell, data center product.
Ah, so all those chips designed for AI are really paying off.
Specifically, the heavy lifting of AI, things like large language models and all that generative AI that everyone's buzzing about. But I think what's really interesting is what this tells us about the broader AI landscape.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the hype, but the numbers don't lie. AI is changing the game across so many industries.
It's not just a tech thing anymore. Companies across different sectors are realizing that AI isn't some futuristic fantasy. It's a tool they can use right now to completely transform how they work. We're seeing the rise of something called agentic AI. Think of it like AI assistants or co-pilots working alongside people in their jobs.
So instead of asking Alexa to play your favorite tunes, we're talking about AI that can schedule your meetings, draft emails, even handle expense reports.
Exactly. And the scale of this is mind-blowing. NVIDIA mentioned companies like Salesforce, SAP, ServiceNow. They're all building these AI assistants powered by their tech.
And they're expecting billions of those AI agents to be deployed within businesses in the next few years. It really makes you think about how many jobs will be transformed, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it's not just tech companies jumping on the AI bandwagon. Accenture, the giant consulting firm, they've created a whole new business group with 30,000 people, all trained on NVIDIA AI.
Wow, now that's a serious commitment.
If consulting giants like Accenture are betting big on AI, it's a pretty clear signal that this is something we all need to pay attention to.
For sure. And we can't forget about data centers. They're the backbone of this whole AI revolution.
And NVIDIA is leading the charge there, right?
Absolutely. They even talked about a mask change for Blackwell, their next generation data center architecture. It's an upgrade to their chip making factories, so the AI chips coming out will be even faster and more efficient.
Okay, so faster, more efficient chips. Got it. But what does that mean for the average person?
Well, imagine everything you do online, from browsing the web to streaming videos, but faster and smoother than ever before. That's the power of these data center chips.
I can get behind that.
And get this, the demand for Blackwell is so high, they might not be able to keep up for several quarters into next fiscal year.
It's like everyone's scrambling to get their hands on this technology. But their success isn't just about the hardware, is it? They've built this whole ecosystem around it.
You're right. It's not just about the chips themselves. NVIDIA offers this complete platform, which means developers can work quickly and confidently, knowing that their creations will work smoothly across a whole range of systems, from data centers to robots.
Speaking of robots, let's dive into physical AI, because this is where things get really interesting.
Okay, yeah.
We're moving beyond AI that just understands language to AI that can actually interact with the physical world.
Think robots that can learn and adapt to real-world environments.
This is what they call bridging the gap between the digital and the physical.
Exactly. It's the key to advancements in robotics, manufacturing, even self-driving cars. And NVIDIA's Omniverse platform is playing a key role here. It allows developers to create and train these physical AI systems using simulations and something called reinforcement learning.
It's like building a virtual playground for AI where it can learn and make mistakes without causing any real-world chaos. That's a really cool way to put it. And it sounds like NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, is pretty excited about this. He's been talking about how physical AI has the potential to revolutionize industries, not just as some far-off dream, but with real, practical applications today. So they're hitting home runs with AI, but they haven't forgotten about their other businesses either.
You're catching on. While data centers and robots are grabbing all the headlines, NVIDIA's other sectors are doing incredibly well, too. Their gaming sector saw a 15% jump year over year, mainly thanks to their GeForce RTX 40 series GPUs. And professional visualization is right behind it with a 17% year over year increase.
So basically, they're succeeding everywhere they set their sight.
It seems that way, yeah. But with any success story this big, there are bound to be some challenges along the way. What kind of hurdles are they facing?
That's a great question. I mean, it's not all sunshine and roses, right?
Yeah.
NVIDIA has its fair share of obstacles, especially when it comes to geopolitics and regulations, like those U.S. export controls on their advanced chips being sold to China.
Yeah, that's definitely had a significant impact on their business.
And then there's the whole wave of potential AI regulations on the horizon, like the EU's AI Act, that could make things even more complicated.
Definitely a lot to navigate there. So how are they dealing with all of this? Are they just crossing their fingers and hoping for the best?
Not exactly. They're taking a very proactive approach. They're diversifying their supply chain and designing products that comply with these constantly changing export regulations. It's a delicate balancing act.
It sounds like it, but they seem to be handling it pretty well.
They are. And they're also in a very strong financial position to weather any storms. They've got over $38 billion in cash and marketable securities. That's a lot of breathing room.
That's a nice cushion to have. Their financial management seems to be very on point, especially amidst all this crazy growth.
They do have a share buyback program in place, and they're investing heavily in future capacity. It's clear they're thinking long term. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground. NVIDIA is riding the AI waves, bringing in record revenue, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible with technology.
It's an exciting time to be following them, for sure.
But there's one more piece of this puzzle we need to explore, and that's inference. And to understand this a little better, we need your expertise once again.
Okay, shoot. What do you want to know about inference?
Well, what exactly is it? And why is it so important in the world of AI?
Inference is like the heart of how we actually use AI. It's the process of taking a trained AI model and using it to make predictions or decisions in real time.
So it's kind of like taking all that AI training and putting it into action in the real world.
Precisely. But there is a challenge. Achieving high accuracy, high throughput, which keeps costs down, and low latency, meaning it responds instantly, in inference.
It's like trying to juggle a bunch of different things at once, and if you drop one, the whole thing falls apart. So where does NVIDIA fit into all of this?
NVIDIA is tackling these inference challenges head on by developing specialized hardware and software architectures specifically designed to make inference as smooth and efficient as possible.
So they're not just building the brains of AI. They're figuring out how to make those brains work smarter and faster in real-world situations.
Exactly. And this focus on real-world applications has led them to some really fascinating new developments, like their work with developers. NVIDIA really understands the evolving needs of developers and researchers.
Yeah, I was struck by how much they emphasize their developer ecosystem in their materials. It's not just about making these powerful chips, it's about giving developers the tools and platforms to really push those chips to their limits.
Right. They know that the real potential of AI can only be unlocked if developers have the resources and support they need. So they've invested heavily in creating this comprehensive suite of software development kits and libraries and frameworks that make building and deploying AI applications much more efficient.
They've even got specialized training programs and certifications to help developers master all this new technology. It's like they're building an army of AI experts.
And it's working. The NVIDIA ecosystem is thriving. There's this massive community of developers contributing to all sorts of AI applications, from research to the everyday products we use.
It's really a testament to their vision. They've created this cycle where their hardware enables software innovation, which then drives demand for even more powerful hardware.
And that cycle is only going to accelerate as AI becomes more and more embedded in our lives. We're seeing AI models evolve at an incredible pace with larger data sets, more complex architectures, and this constant push for better performance.
So NVIDIA is in the perfect position to capitalize on this trend. They're not just keeping up with AI, they're actively pushing it forward.
Absolutely. And they're doing it by looking ahead, focusing on what AI could become. Their research and development is targeting areas like quantum computing and neuromorphic computing. These technologies have the potential to revolutionize AI even further.
It's like they're on a quest for the next big thing, that next leap forward that changes everything.
They're not content with incremental improvements. They're aiming for those big breakthroughs that change how we interact with technology and the world.
Let's not forget, though, while they're hitting it out of the park with AI, their other sectors are also doing remarkably well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Gaming saw a 15% jump year over year, thanks in large part to their GeForce RTX 40 series GPUs. And then there's professional visualization, which saw a 17% year over year increase. They're kind of killing it across the board.
Okay, so they're this financial powerhouse, but there's got to be some bumps in the road, right? What sort of challenges are they facing?
Well, no company is immune to economic headwinds. The global macroeconomic situation, with things like rising inflation, the possibility of a recession, could definitely impact demand for their products.
That's true for any company, though, especially in the tech sector. Mm. Are there any challenges specific to NVIDIA?
They definitely face some unique hurdles, especially when it comes to geopolitical tensions and export controls. Those restrictions on selling their advanced chips to China have created a significant obstacle.
And those restrictions don't seem like they're going away anytime soon.
It's a really complex situation. The U.S. government views these export controls as essential for national security, but they've definitely put NVIDIA in a tough spot.
So how do they balance that, you know? Complying with these restrictions while still maintaining their presence in such a huge market.
It's a real balancing act. They've had to be very careful and strategic in how they approach the Chinese market.
And it's not just China. Governments worldwide are starting to look more closely at AI. Many are considering their own regulations. The EU's AI Act is a big one.
Yeah, that's a prime example. It's a double-edged sword in a way. Mm. Regulation is important to make sure AI is developed responsibly and ethically.
Right.
But if those regulations are excessive or poorly designed, they could stifle innovation and slow down the progress of AI. It's a delicate balance.
So NVIDIA has to juggle being this tech innovator with the responsibility of following these evolving global rules.
Exactly. It's a complex landscape they have to navigate.
Okay, so they're dealing with these external pressures, but what about their long-term strategy? Mm-hmm. I mean, they've had phenomenal success with AI, but technology is always evolving. What's next for them?
Well, while AI is their main focus right now, they're not standing still. They're looking at new frontiers, like the metaverse. They see it as the next evolution of the internet.
The metaverse. Okay, now that's something I'd love to deep dive into. It's such a hot topic right now.
It really is. It's still early days for the metaverse, but NVIDIA is betting big on its potential. They're developing the hardware, the software, the platforms that will power these immersive digital worlds.
And let's not forget their investments in high-performance computing, automotive technology, even healthcare.
Yeah, they've got an incredibly diverse portfolio of technologies and applications. That diversification helps them manage risk and positions them to take advantage of a whole range of new opportunities as they emerge.
So we've got AI, the metaverse, all these other ventures, but we haven't talked about a pretty crucial concept yet, inference. To really wrap our heads around this, we need your expert insights again.
All right, inference, it's a big one. Basically, it's how we put AI into action.
Go on.
So you've got this trained AI model, right? Inference is the process of using that model to make predictions or decisions in real time.
Okay, so it's like taking all that AI training and putting it to work in the real world.
Exactly. But here's the tricky part. There are three big challenges in inference. Accuracy, throughput, which is all about keeping costs down, and low latency, meaning the AI responds instantly. It's tough to get all three at the same time.
So where does NVIDIA come in? How are they addressing these challenges?
Well, they're developing specialized hardware and software architectures that are designed to make inference as smooth and efficient as possible.
So they're not just building the brains of AI, they're figuring out how to make those brains work smarter and faster in real-world situations.
Exactly. And that understanding of real-world applications is driving them to explore some really exciting new frontiers, like the world of physical AI. We've talked about AI that can understand language, you know, generate text, but physical AI, that's all about AI that can actually interact with and understand the physical world around us.
So we're talking about robots that can learn and adapt, not just follow a set of pre-programmed instructions.
Exactly. Imagine the possibilities. Robots working in factories, collaborating with humans, learning on the fly. Self-driving cars that can navigate complex traffic situations. That's the kind of future NVIDIA is working toward.
It's a pretty wild vision of the future. So how do they plan to actually make that happen?
Well, they're using their expertise in areas like simulation and reinforcement learning, you know, their Omniverse platform.
Yeah.
It allows developers to create these digital twins of real-world environments and train AI agents within those simulations. That's crucial for physical AI because it lets the AI systems learn and adapt without, you know, the risks and costs of real-world experimentation.
So it's like a virtual training ground for robots. They can learn from their mistakes without causing any damage in the real world.
Exactly. And NVIDIA is really well positioned to lead in this area. They've got the hardware, the software, the ecosystem of developers, all the ingredients they need to drive innovation in physical AI.
So they're dominating the data center market, the AI chip market, and they're looking ahead to the next big technological wave. That's ambitious.
It is, but NVIDIA seems determined to make it happen. And they're not just talking about it, they're backing it up with serious investments.
Like what?
Their R&D efforts are focused on things like robotics, computer vision, sensor technology, all the essential components of physical AI.
So they're really building a future where AI is seamlessly integrated into our physical world. It's not just confined to the digital space anymore.
Right. It's not just lines of code. It's something tangible, something we can interact with in our everyday lives.
It's a powerful vision. I think NVIDIA's story is really a testament to how technology can change the world.
It is. And it shows how quickly things are changing. What was science fiction a few years ago is becoming reality.
So to wrap things up, what are the key takeaways our listeners should remember about NVIDIA?
Well, first, their dominance in data centers and AI chips is undeniable. They're the driving force behind the AI revolution.
And even though they face these challenges, like the geopolitical situation, the export controls, they're tackling them head on.
What really sets them apart is their commitment to innovation and their vision for the future of AI. They're not just happy with where they are now. They're always pushing forward, always looking for the next big thing.
That exploration of physical AI is a perfect example of that.
Absolutely. NVIDIA's journey is a testament to what's possible when technology is used to its full potential. And it's exciting to see what they'll do next.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from record-breaking financials to cutting-edge technologies and a glimpse into what the future holds for AI.
We really dove deep.
We did. But before we sign off, I want to leave our listeners with one last thought. NVIDIA's story reminds us that we're living in a time of incredible technological change, and the choices we make today will shape the world of tomorrow.
It's both exciting and a little daunting. As NVIDIA continues to push the boundaries of what's possible with AI, it's up to all of us to engage with these advancements thoughtfully and responsibly.
And on that note, that's a wrap for our deep dive into NVIDIA. Thanks for joining us today.
Until next time, stay curious.
This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.